So the first question is we're just going to have our panelists introduce themselves and the organizations that they work with more thoroughly, and talk about the organizing strategies and approaches to the work. So,
So I'm Maiba again. Hi, nice to see you all here. And I work with, Insight Women of Color Against Violence and Critical Resistance. Basically, these are two, I feel, interconnected projects. Women of Insight seeks for the liberation of women of color around the world globally by ending the oppressive nature of the state, realizing that the anti-violence movement isn't just about domestic violence, but also the state is often the perpetrator of much of the violence against women, and women of color especially, and the systems are not set up or structured to help us in the least. So that's one side of it, and then also Critical Resistance has, it's a prison abolition group. We work against the prison industrial complex and modern-day slavery. And our organizing strategies, you know, campaign, conferences, public education, but mostly we're trying to figure out what it actually looks like to have true community accountability. That's how I see my work as being. So, yeah.
So like you said, my name's Amber McZeal. I work with Survivors for Survivors in the Bay, and its inception was, or conception was, 2005, September. It was started by an evacuee slash journalist slash historian from New Orleans, C.C. Campbell Rock. And it was started up mainly with 501c3 and all that to collect funds and assist with the unmet needs of the 2,000 families still displaced in the Bay, currently 16,000 in the state of California. So we're talking anywhere from a food card to an electricity bill to a cell phone bill to rent. We haven't actually gotten that far up, you know, because we haven't collected that many funds, which is another, we'll get into that later. But the work that we do right now is working with other solidarity groups, other groups in solidarity throughout the Bay, and there are so many of them. Survivors for Survivors started a work for hire catering company called Taste of New Orleans, still working on getting the business license, all that good stuff, the website up and running. But we are cooking and catering, and what it will provide, hopefully in the long run, is some self-sustenance, and for people to use the skills at hand, which is everyone in New Orleans knew how to cook, you know, maybe create a new version of the recipe or whatever, and work for themselves in the meantime and in between time. Also, there is a play that was staged in San Francisco at Brava Women's Theater for the Arts. And this play was called Stardust and Empty Wagons. It's stories from the Katrina diaspora. It included the stories of 8 survivors from across the Gulf Coast, how they survived and ended up in the Bay. It included the stories of everyone from an 8-year-old to a 104-year-old who was evacuated, and a FEMA inspector. Currently, the play just received a grant to go on a state tour of California. And hopefully a national tour. Also, the evacuees receive royalties from the play wherever it's performed, and if any funds are raised, you know, once it gets to that scale. The 2-day run it had in San Francisco raised about $2,000, which aided in some immediate needs. And so those are our strategies.
Hello, everybody. I'm Maya. I'm a hurricane survivor, a list of many other things as well, but that's one of them. I'm currently in New York City working with the Solidarity Coalition and Katrina and Rita survivors. Basically, we had about 5,000 displaced individuals to the New York City area. The organizations such as FEMA and Catholic Charities, et cetera, have still refused to release that list of survivors to us, which does keep us at a disadvantage from one another collecting resources and providing them to the survivors. We basically hold monthly meetings. We have weekly meetings, but we have a monthly United Front meeting, which is a platform for all of the other non-for-profits in the New York City area to get together and to focus on basic needs that are still not being met. And one of the things that we have been successful in doing is getting more attention out through different websites that we've built. We're focusing more on media because it's a way for us to touch more individuals than having our weekly or monthly meetings. We have Ghetto Dreams Movement is a New Orleans originally based music, movie, entertainment, privately run organization that we have been using to...
Speak louder.
we've been using that platform to basically bring awareness to the survivors' issues and needs in New York City area, and it also has created jobs for displaced individuals. So that's some of the work we're doing.
And can I actually just say that I forgot to mention the actual work that we're doing. Sorry. I'm based in New Orleans still. I'm very lucky to be able to live back in the city and be able to have affordable rent. So, but being back in the city, it's like we have to kind of set up a space for people to come back to. And so one of the things, Critical Resistance is working on an amnesty campaign, which is a national campaign, and it's amnesty for prisoners of Katrina. Basically, when the prison got flooded, all of the evidence got washed away, and there are still thousands of people that cases never really went to trial, or they just were guilty and things like that. So we're trying to get amnesty for the people that are still in, which means all charges drop, so this doesn't necessarily follow you. And then for Insight, Insight initiated a project called the Women's Health and Justice Initiative, which is opening up a women's clinic, and it's sort of a multidimensional project that sort of sees service as a larger reproductive justice model, right? So it's like, we want to open up this clinic, but we're not saying that the clinic just ends there. You know, we're saying that it's also part of like a political process of like, you go in and you test positive for like lead poisoning. There's also a space for you to organize around the fact that the EPA didn't clean up and that you have a space to actually act on what is put on your body, to create a sense of agency around your body and like a holistic sense of self and yourself in the community. So that's what Insight is working on right now.